Welcome back to Loudmouths, the only podcast on YouTube. And since we're the only podcast on YouTube, we can have no topics and have it be totally acceptable. I'm your host, Brandon, a.k.a. Wild Spartans, and I'm here with FPS Diesel.
Hey, what's up?
And Kuwait.
Where? Oh, you fucking bitch.
Hey, Kuwait, how's it going?
God.
Are you okay, Kuwait?
He's been triggered.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's go. Let's just keep going.
Okay, so yeah, we have absolutely no topics. That's why we asked in desperation on Twitter. We had no topics because we had to record a lot in bulk for reasons. And one of the topics we do have, though, is Smash Bros. Ultimate, which I think Kuwait wanted to talk about.
You gotta stop with that. Please, okay, I'm begging Kuwait. You. It's not Kuwait, it's pronounced Kuwait, okay?
Kuwait is the new Ligma.
Kuwait over there in balls. That corner.
Actually, that sounds really like on Kuwait my ball.
Have you been to Kuwait? What's Kuwait? Can you Kuwait on my balls?
Hey, have you guys heard of Hava?
It's a bit of a stretch.
Have you guys heard of Hava?
Shut up.
Have a nice day.
Have a fuck you.
Okay, but Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. In case you guys don't know, there is a direct dedicated to just Smash Ultimate on the 8th of August, 2018. And they announced a shit ton of shit. They announced 5 new characters, fucking a shit ton of stages, a billion fucking stages. Like, there's 103 stages in the fucking game. Crazy. It's crazy shit.
Wait, it was 103 stages? I thought it was characters.
No, there's 103 stages in the game.
How many characters is there?
Like 60 plus or something.
60 plus? Okay.
And no Waluigi.
Every single fighter that's ever been playable in Smash is in Ultimate. Plus Ridley, Richter, Simon Belmont.
They still can add more, right?
I think they're still going to be adding more, but it's like they're not going to be adding a whole lot because of how big the roster is. And
I really hope that towards the end they just like the last character they announce is Waluigi. I really hope that's the case.
At the very least, they can release him as DLC after they see the public outcry.
Yeah. Did you see the meme? Who's the what's the creator's name?
I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyways,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
I'll just say the meme. The creator was like talking, right, and then like it was in the direct, and then in the background there was a purple and there was a yellow seat. And
oh yeah!
It was just like to punish Waluigi spam versus height. Turn him into chairs.
He's a chair. He's a new item in the game, and it's just chairs. You throw them at people, and they break on spot. As soon as they make contact with something, they just shatter. This is really dumb, and it's probably not going to happen, but you guys know how Microsoft and Nintendo have been kind of buddy-buddy on Twitter recently?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter. Like, their respect...
What have they been doing?
Their respective Twitter accounts, like, back when the PS4 was stopping people who had...
They've been like, lol, Sony's gay.
Yeah, they were just talking about how Minecraft and Fortnite are cross-compatible on their consoles. I saw it somewhere, but I thought it sparked the idea in my mind, and now I can't get it out. And I know it's not going to fucking happen, but I really want Master Chief in Smash now.
Oh my god.
I'd rather have Banjo and Kazooie.
I want Master Chief more, because that would be like more monumental.
No, Master Chief would be so badass.
That would be fucking amazing.
Oh my god.
He'd have to use like only an energy sword, but whatever.
No, that'd be fucking great. No, energy sword would be like an attack. What? And then he'd have like a gun.
He couldn't. He can't have like a gun that shoots bullets.
No, Bayonetta's her gun shot bullets.
Why not? There's guns that shoot bullets. There's ranged weapons.
There's ranged weapons, but you know how Snake only has fucking explosives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about Bayonetta? Like Bayonetta
had
guns.
The guns are too
attacks.
Realistic. Like, Bayonetta's guns are clearly fucking fake. Like, they're like you.
Why
they
can't
don't
they,
exist in real life.
Why can't they put guns?
Because it'll break the fucking T rating.
Is really?
Yeah, that's why Snake wasn't allowed to have real guns, I'm pretty sure. He only has...
Well, that's weird, because I've seen Halo Combat Evolved, the original, and the remake is rated T for teen now. It used to be rated M.
Fortnite's rated teen, and there's a lot of guns in that game that can very well be real, like a SCAR
maybe.
And an M4.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong here, then. I guess we'll have to see.
I think you are wrong. I think Master Chief should be able to pull up in a Warthog and destroy the entire map.
Then again, Smash Bros. Melee was fucking rated too, I'm pretty sure, and that didn't have Snake at all.
I want what is it, Marcus Fenix from Gears of War in Smash?
Can we get the Fortnite default skin in Smash? Minecraft Steve
I want,
in Smash.
Fucking die.
I want Minecraft Steve in Smash.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be amazing. Or Hero Brian.
as an Echo Fighter of Steve.
It would be so fucking stupid, but it would be so funny at the same time. Also, Serious Sam would be cool to see.
Oh, I'd like Serious Sam or Duke Nukem.
Now I'm just naming a bunch of shit I could put in the fucking game.
They should really just make Waluigi at the very least an Echo character of Luigi. Like, that'd be really easy.
They should put the Doom character in it.
The Doom character? Okay, that would definitely
get the Doom guy would be great. We're just picking the most violent things to put in Smash.
Can we get Ghost from Call of Duty? Modern Warfare 2.
No. Fuck that.
Can we get the guy on the cover of Battlefield 3? Like, not even the character supposed to represent just that, like, single picture, and it just moves around, and it's one frame for all of its attacks. It's just the cover.
Can we get all the three main characters of GTA 5 in?
Can we get 50 likes in this? This is so sad.
No. Okay. Actual, did you guys ever play Scribblenauts at any
point? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I want the main character from Scribblenauts in Smash. I think he would fit in really well.
I can see like a fuck ton of stuff to do with his moveset. The thing is, though, there's so much you can do with his moveset that I feel like they just have a hard time picking what to do.
Make him an Echo Fighter of the Villager.
That might work. Can Echo Fighters only be of characters that are from the same franchise, or is it because I don't think there have been any Echo Fighters.
It seems to be Echo Fighters seem to be like an alternate version of a character.
Yeah, but like
kind of like what
all the Echo Fighters are like, like the characters they're based off, they're always from the same franchise so far, and it makes me wonder if like they'll do any Echo Fighters that like of characters that like are from a different franchise.
I doubt it. I think Waluigi is an Echo Fighter for Luigi though.
No, he's
cool.
Not. He's not an Echo Fighter right now though. He's an assist trophy.
Luigi?
No, Waluigi.
Waluigi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying Luigi. I'm like, Luigi's been in like all the Smashes. What?
Oh
what?
Yeah. Can we talk about how fucking Mega Man, King DDD, Luigi and Mega and fucking Mario are all dead?
Like, they're not all dead.
No, they're fucking dead. They got killed. Ridley killed Mega Man and Mario.
They're not dead.
King K. Rool killed DDD. Luigi's
Nintendo
a fucking ghost. You saw him.
Nintendo told us Luigi's okay.
No,
Nintendo told us Luigi's okay.
Nah, I don't believe him. It was Nintendo UK versus the most fucking mainstream Nintendo Twitter account.
I'm more excited
a ghost
about
staring
Wario
at his corpse.
So are you telling me I'm going to get in the game and I'm going to pick Luigi and he's going to be a ghost floating
around?
No,
I'm sure it'll look like normal Luigi, but it's going to be an imposter. You know it. You know it's going to be an imposter, Brandon.
Luigi's not dead.
Scott's not dead.
Luigi's not dead. Luigi is alive. Do you understand me? Mega Man can be dead for all I fucking care, but Luigi, he's fucking alive.
You know what's also really funny? There's like four Marths in the game.
Why?
They're not like four Marths. There's Roy and Marth, and each of them have an Echo Fighter based off of them. I'm not sure if Roy's moveset has been changed this time around, but I'm pretty sure it's still kind of similar to Mars.
I think there's too much Fire Emblem in Smash.
I don't know. Fire Emblem is like super popular in Japan.
We need more Steam games. Can Smash Bros. Just be like the embodiment of every single franchise?
That would
be. Can we get Goku in Smash Bros., guys?
Can we put Ichigo? Can we get fucking the guy from JoJo? Every single JoJo.
People keep saying on Twitter, like, how is Smash going to top this? Because it's like they keep adding, like, pretty much every character, pretty much every stage. Right?
Add anime
like, how are they
going to
top this?
The thing
I think it'd be really cool if the next Smash Bros. Was, like, literally, like, every major franchise's main characters. As well as, like, you know,
so
the,
like,
the ones that are already in.
What we wanted as, like, children, like, in Brawl Hacks.
Yes.
But,
like, I'd love to get Minecraft Steve to fight against a Roblox Oof.
You know what's kind of, you know what got me, like, I was thinking about that, too. Like, how do they top this? Like, they said their biggest priority was getting all the pre-existing characters in this game. But, you know, like, ultimate means, like, final, right? It means, like, the last of something. Like, the very final, like, when something's called the ultimate life form in a game, it means, like, the very last.
Smash Bros. Cannot like, be the last one. This cannot be the last one.
I hope it's not the last one, but ultimate, like.
Okay. So, the creator's name is Masahiro Sakurai. I butchered that, but that's
Masahiro
his name.
Masahiro Sakurai.
Yeah, there we go. But he's expressed that he doesn't want to do Smash games anymore. Like,
no! I can't!
He has said that before in an interview.
No!
Yeah, he's been kind of burnt out because he doesn't want to, like, he's afraid that Nintendo will, like, I think, I don't remember exactly where he said it, or if this was an exact quote, but supposedly he's afraid of leaving the franchise because he thinks Nintendo will continue without him, and he doesn't want, like, the games to come out, like, without his input, because he's afraid, like, it won't be, like, the game that, like, he'd want to be released.
Won't be as good,
See, what I could see them doing with this one is I could see them kind of, like, just constantly remastering this one? Because, like, there's bound to be, like, a Switch 2 at some point in the next, like, 4 or 5 years.
Switch
2. So I can see them just... Yeah, like I don't know what the fuck they'd call it. Like, there was rumors a while ago that they're going to make, like, an XL version.
It's just funny because it's, like, it reminds me of the Xbox 720 days.
Yeah, fucking Xbox. They'd probably call it something else, like Switch 1 or, like...
Switch 1?
I don't fucking
know. I hope, like, Switch is in the title. Otherwise, it proves they've not learned anything from the Wii U.
Yeah, they just fucking call it, like, Switch U.
Switch U, the shittest branding, oh my god.
But I really hope that this isn't the last one, because it's like, Smash Bros. Is like a game that, like, I've loved ever since I was a kid.
Yeah,
and it's same. Like, they obviously put so much fucking work into each one, so it's like, whenever it comes out, it's a fucking event, you know?
Yes,
and it's
yes.
Like, I don't want that to stop, because, like, when did the last one come out? The last one was on the Wii.
2014. No, the last one was Wii U. It was in 2014.
It was like a Wii U. So,
Wii U and 3DS.
Like, that
was
like 4 years
ago. There's
one
a console cycle. So, there's one per console.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of strange. Oh, fuck. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Wait. I remember now. So, Smash is like one of those franchises that I think all three of us kind of grew up on. Like, I remember playing that game when I was 7, 8 years old, all the way up till now.
Yeah.
I remember playing it before that, actually, like when I was 5 or 6. Like, I played Melee all the time. It was, God, I love those games so much. But just seeing it, like, thinking about it potentially coming to an end is heartbreaking.
Yeah, this ain't no Call of Duty, all right? We want more Smash Bros. Okay?
Because, like,
I just want
so
more
Smash. Oh, wait, Brandon, did you hear the Rathalos is going to be in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, announced a while ago, wasn't it?
No, it was announced, like, yesterday.
What is that?
It's the monster from Monster Hunter.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's not like a
no,
character, but
that.
It's like a boss fight and also an assist trophy. It's fucking lit.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's so super cool. Also, apparently the Rathalos is in Final Fantasy, whatever the next one is. He's making
really?
The rounds. I don't
know. Final Fantasy 15 or
Final
the next
Fantasy
Final
14
Fantasy.
Adds Monster Hunter Rathalos.
Oh, okay. I like that MMO. That's a really good MMO. I actually might want to get back in on that.
Final Fantasy?
How many?
Yeah,
all I know about Final Fantasy is every E3 trailer, they don't have fucking sound for the game.
Wait, no, that's Kingdom Hearts, wasn't it?
That's Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts always forgets to put the sound effects in. It's just the voice lines and the music.
I feel like they just do it on purpose.
Like,
but
it's not a real-time thing. It has to be a video they created beforehand. Like, so either somebody keeps sending the wrong copy, or they just think it's funny at this point.
Yeah. Maybe, like, the music is a plot spoiler? I don't know.
No,
music plays. The sound
music,
effects don't play.
And they have voices, but they don't have sound
effects.
So,
like, when somebody lands, there's no thump. When somebody swings their sword, there's no...
Yeah, it's just so awkward. Like, it doesn't feel right.
Imagine
if you hit your desk and nothing happened, like, no noise.
All you hear is grunts, like, with no context.
What is it? It was the Mummy movie with, like, Tom Cruise, where they had that trailer that got out that had, like, no Foley sound. So it was just, like... It was very quiet, and you just heard them, like, grunting as the plane's, like, flying through the air, and there's no other noise. It's very strange.
You
it's
know,
super
as soon
funny.
As you said Tom Cruise in Mummy movie, I just remembered the Luigi fucking Smash Bros. Thing where he shot a mummy in the face.
With a plunger?
Yeah. Why the... Okay, I have a question, right? Why the fuck was Luigi in the Haunted Mansion? Is he just, like, banished there forever? Because that's what it made it look like.
It made
it look like he was
that's
just...
That's where he does
business. Set up the plot device of Simon Belmont being introduced as a character. And since Luigi has history with Haunted Mansions, they probably figured it was a good idea to put him there.
Yeah, but it's like, it just makes you wonder, like, it's...
Okay.
Is Luigi just in the mansion?
I was trying to do the thing where I explain the actual reasoning, ironically.
Yeah, shut up. Okay, is Luigi in the mansion forever? Does he live there? Is he stuck there? Is he in prison?
No, it's his job.
He just gets paid, dude. He's a plumber. You know the plumbers in Ben 10, how they hunted aliens? Apparently plumbers in Mario Universe just hunt ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah, they hunt ghosts and or giant dragon things.
Ghost plumbers!
What even is Bowser?
He's a Koopa.
He's a Koopa.
A big
he's
ass
a Koopa.
Koopa? He's a Koopa.
Yeah.
Is he like
he's
a deformed
Koopa?
No, he's just a big
Koopa.
No,
he's the king of Koopas.
He's King Koopa. Wait, is King Koopa a different character?
King Koopa and Bowser are the same person. King Koopa's his title, his name is Bowser.
Okay.
So is he a deformed Koopa?
No, he's just big.
No. Alright, guys, this is what happens when we don't have topics. We try to stretch it out as much as possible.
No, I want to know!
This is a genuine conversation.
Alright? We're having a genuine conversation here, and you're trying to derail it.
This was flowing better than, like, fucking structured podcasts until you ruined it!
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Something was in my eyes. Okay. It just kind of came out that way.
Something was in my eyes and it just came out.
So is Bowser like... Why the fuck does Bowser look bigger and badder than all the other ones? It's just because he's a genetic deformity?
He's just
what it fucking looks like.
Brayden, he's just a big fuck-off turtle. Why does this need an explanation?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Mario eats mushrooms and grows in size. Yeah, like, why does it matter?
That makes sense because the mushroom's a power-up. It doesn't make sense why...
What do you mean? Have you ever eaten a mushroom and gotten a power-up?
Actually, I have.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's not a power-up, son.
I don't think we can legally talk about that on the podcast.
Explosive diarrhea.
I mean, it might.
Are we talking about the same kind of mushrooms?
No, I know which mushrooms you're talking about.
That kind of mushroom isn't fun.
I think me and Diesel were on a different page than you.
No, you totally were.
Yeah, you were talking about.
How did you get diarrhea from mushrooms?
I didn't get diarrhea from mushrooms. It was a joke.
Oh, well, it wasn't
he ate
funny.
The wrong kind of mushroom.
Yeah, then you're over here like, oh, man, oh, we can't talk about this in the podcast. Those kind of mushrooms are bad. That's not what I was even talking about, all right?
That's a misquote.
I was talking about... No, it wasn't. I was talking about normal mushrooms, like a normal person. So why is he so fucked up?
I don't know. He's just big.
He's not fucked up.
He's just big.
Well, yeah, he's just a big
fuck-off
turtle.
He's different. That doesn't
mean
he's bad. Like, you're big.
He is different.
You're different than
but,
the rest.
Okay, so all the other Koopas are the same except for him.
Yeah, he's just big. Like, Brayden, think of it like you. Like, you're bigger than most humans. That doesn't mean you're any worse.
No, but not all people look the same. All the Koopas look the same.
Not all of them. Some of them have hats.
That doesn't count.
They
all look...
Some of them have
three
green
races
shells,
of
others
Koopas.
Have red shells. Come on, man.
There's the green shells, the red shells, and then the ones that wear hats and throw hammers. That's the only races of Koopas.
You see... The animals probably think that humans all look the same. We just think they look the same because of our own subjective, social structures that we put
not
on.
Not all dogs look the same.
This is fucking stupid.
I know.
No,
this is important to us.
This is an intelligent conversation, Diesel, right? You just don't understand. You can't eat popcorn in the movie theater. No, but not all dogs look the same. Not all cats look the same. Why do all Koopas look the same?
They just do.
But, like, why?
So a lot of turtles look pretty similar, right?
Bowser has to be a genetic deformity.
He's not a deformity. He's not.
How is he not? He's way different than every other one.
It's not a deformity. It's an advantage, if anything. If we're going to go with it's a genetic.
Who's Bowser Jr.'s mom?
I don't know. Peach?
Does it matter?
Oh, God.
God. The thing is, all of Bowser's children are, like, the size of normal Koopas. They're all probably just small. Small Bowsers.
I think canon-wise, the Koopalings aren't actually his kids.
Oh. Where's Bowser? Yeah. Where did Bowser Jr. come from, then?
Bowser Jr. is his only, like, genetic son.
Huh.
I don't know.
I bet it.
I'm not... Let's
put his big...
Is Bowser asexual?
Okay, so I gotta ask you guys. What has been your favorite villain in Smash? Like, the ones that are unique to Smash?
No, who is Diddy Kong's mother?
Diddy Kong's? Okay.
Diddy Kong's
or Bowser Jr.'s?
No, I'm literally just thinking about this now.
Where are the mothers?
Okay, so where did Kirby come from? Where did Mario come from?
Where the fuck did Kirby come from?
Thought he was Majin.
These characters don't have backstories. Where do they come from? Where's the parents? Apparently, like, Peach and Mario are the mother of, like, Rosalina or some shit.
Peach and who?
Mario.
Okay, I thought you said Peach and Toad for a second, and I was really concerned.
No. What the fuck? They feel like a half-toad, half-person thing. No, where are these characters' parents? Where's the mother? There's no mother.
Not everybody needs to have a mother, Brandon. Stop making them live up to your standards.
No, but it's like... where are they?
I'm feeling from this conversation is Brandon judging a lot of people for their differences to him. That's all I'm getting.
Dude, Mario doesn't even have a dad. Or a mom.
His last name is Mario.
Mario.
He birthed
Mario.
Himself. Yeah. Why is that an issue?
Because I want to know where they came from.
He birthed his brother.
If they have parents, right? Their parents have parents. And then their parents have parents. And it goes backwards. There is a Mario family tree that we have no idea
about. Okay, maybe they're dead. Fine. Does that work for you? They're dead.
Well,
Luigi's last name
dead.
Is Luigi Mario.
even if they're dead, they still had parents.
Did you guys ever see the Mario Brothers movie?
They're dead, maybe.
Jesus. That's where their last names came from. Just because they're dead doesn't mean they fucking disappear.
Can we talk about Space Force already?
No. I want to know where the fucking parents are.
You're not going to get an answer here.
Why not?
Because nobody here has it. Shut the fuck up.
Diesel, Space Force, please.
I don't know dick about Space Force because I wasn't paying attention to it.
No, the whole meme is like, we're going to talk about Space Force and we're going to talk about what Space Force should be and what Space Force should look out of. And it's going to be a total fucking joke because, let's be real, space military is not fucking needed.
Yes, it is. What are you talking about? Thanos could come at any time.
Okay, you're right, Coit. I'm sorry.
So Trump, you're right. So for some context, Trump is apparently considering a Space Force branch of the military, and they've been
He literally tweeted Space Force all the way.
Space Force.
he literally tweeted that. One second, let me check and see. Because there was back to back tweets of the parody account I follow, and he literally said Space Force all the way.
Did the parody account say the same thing?
No, the parody account said a similar thing and then put a picture that was really funny. One second.
Okay, so. But us here at the Us Gang, us guys at the Loudmouse Podcast, have our own game theories about what we think Space Force should or is going to be. Brandon, do you want to start us off since you really wanted to do this one?
So I think Space Force needs to be Thanos-proof. So we need devices that will stop Thanos from snapping his fingers if he ever tries to get close to Earth. We basically need a way to kill everything on the planet so Thanos can't do anything.
We need the Infinity Stone so he can't get them.
Yeah, if we get the Infinity Spoon...
Spoons? Infinity Spoons?
No, I said spoons. If we get the Infinity Stones, we can build a weapon strong enough to destroy Thanos before he can even get here.
We could build a thing that just shoots the lasers that he shot at Thor before.
Did you guys, touch the Orb of Confusion before today's episode? Jesus Christ.
No, I just want to know why Mario's parents had ever brought up in anything.
Oh, but no. Yes, they were. They were brought up in the official Mario Brothers movie.
Okay, how were they brought up?
That they went to the Mushroom Kingdom. There we go. I can't remember because that movie's shit.
And did his mom get him spaghetti?
No, and they're asking, they're like, what's your maiden name? And he's like, Mario. It's Mario Mario? And they're like, yeah. And my brother's name? Luigi Mario. And they're like, okay, Luigi Mario and Mario Mario. And then there you go.
So,
that's their names.
But what about their parents?
I went to the Pokemon Center in New York City and talked to Mario, and he literally said his last name was Mario.
Yeah, but...
Oh, how crowded was the store when you went there?
It was it's always pretty crowded, but it wasn't, super duper crowded.
Was there, a line to get in, or was it just...
moving in and out? Unless there's a game release going on, or, some new Amiibos drop. You could just walk right in.
Neat.
Yeah.
Ash has a mom. Why can't Mario have a mom?
Mario does have a mom, but she's a nobody. So Ash doesn't have a dad. Shit.
Yeah, but clearly there was parents, and clearly the dad left. But I want to know who the parents are, man. I just want to know how everything came to be. I want the entire family tree of, Mario, down to the point
get
of
Matt
evolution
Pat on the
where
case,
he was a fish.
Please.
Okay.
Oh my God,
Brandon, this gag has gone on too long.
This isn't a gag. I genuinely don't know.
Okay, we need to get Matt
you're
Pat
not
on
going
he
to get
needs to
answers.
Make a game theory.
You're not
he needs to make
get...
a game theory. We need a game theory. We need a game theory. Are Mario's parents dead? We need
yes,
a game
they're
theory
dead.
Right now.
Fuck
we,
you. They're dead.
We need a game theory.
I'm gonna make Kurt Cobain and blow my brains out. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna tweet at Matt Pat on the Loudmouse account.
Brandon, if you keep this up, I'm gonna make Mario's parents and kill myself.
No, you don't know if they killed themselves or not, okay? I'm sure they're very proud
of their
son.
But they are dead, and I'm going to join them if you don't stop.
Their son isn't even a plumber anymore.
He's a psychopath.
Some days he plays tennis, other days he plays basketball.
He stomps on living turds for a living.
He plays Monopoly with somebody he doesn't like.
What's the game theory?
Is that game theory or at MattPatGT?
Well, okay, wait. Matt...
23. There's 23 Five Nights at Freddy's game theories.
Shut up.
I can't find it. This isn't worth it.
There's official novels.
I typed in at Game Theory. The only thing that came up was Game Theory Reject.
Pretty sure it's at Matthew Patrick.
Yeah, it might be
shit,
that.
You're right.
Okay. All right, now we're just harassing more famous people.
I guess we're doing this.
Matthew.
We have topics that we can talk about, but Brandon's like stuck on this. Like we're at a point where we don't even.
Bro, okay, I'm invested at this point. Like I'm genuinely invested. You're invested. I want to know who the fuck Mario's
parents
are.
So like, is there a way to be negative invested? I'm negative invested.
Yeah, no, Brandon. I was with you like with the meme at the beginning, but like it's kind of burning me out now.
This isn't a meme anymore. I want to know everything. I want to know how all these people.
Me saying I'm burnt out isn't a meme either. Shut the fuck up.
Oof.
Okay, you've been real rude today. Okay, everyone's bullying me today.
Okay, so what the hell is it?
What's
the deal with Space
Reversal,
Force?
Okay?
Role reversal, that's a poor choice of words
fine.
There, bud.
We'll talk about Space Force. I'll hold my opinions on the fact that Mario doesn't have parents!
I will spit into this mic, and it will hurt your ears.
Okay, go.
I'm not going to do that.
Space Force.
Anybody got any opinions on Space Force that are funny?
I think it's necessary. It's very necessary. You guys ever seen those Star Wars fan films where Star Wars characters come to Earth and like, what the fuck? And they're completely unprepared. There's an entire fucking like channel on YouTube that like I watch sometimes called Eckert's Ladder, and he talks about if the United States military could defeat like the fucking Death Star.
The answer is no.
That's what the Space Force is for, bro. That's why we're building it.
I mean, it would be good to have a Space Force in case Thanos comes.
Okay, I mean, no meme, I do think a Space Force would be a good idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well, like, you don't know what's out there.
Yeah,
like, I think it's better to be
or
cautious.
What happens if other foreign nations or foreign powers try to, like, start combat in space and they use it by trying to take down our satellites?
Yeah, like you know the fucking big like Odin laser and Ghosts where it just shoots big ass metal rods into the ground from space.
See, the only reason I think that Space Force is a good idea is because I think we should be more focused on space exploration in general, and I think the only way we're gonna get that, at least in America, is if it's militarized. So because that's why the original fucking shit happened. That's why the original Apollo's
happened.
That's
why the
The space race promoted a bunch of technology to be created as a side effect of all the innovation that was going on to try and get to the moon. So creating a space force could probably do something similar. Just rapid advances in technology hopefully could result.
Yeah, we
could
have bigger batteries!
Bigger batteries.
We'd also find out about Mario's parents.
How much of it do you think would be privatized?
I think a lot. I think there's gonna be a lot of money put in space in the next like 20 years.
There has, like, I imagine, yeah.
It's an extremely untapped market.
it's like, literally the final frontier. A hotel on the moon.
Oh my god!
I can't wait
to staying on the moon.
That is gonna exist in our fucking lifetime.
Wait, dude, I can't wait till we can book Airbnbs in the fucking moon.
A hotel on the moon will probably exist in our lifetime,
dude. Space Uber.
Like,
what are you gonna do on the moon though? Like.
Jump really high,
play with rocks.
Yeah,
no, it'd be really cool if there was like a fucking dome on the moon and it was like
you could just hop around
the fucking dome. Like,
it's like the zombies map in Black Ops 1 where you can just, you know, jump and shit. It's the moon.
Yeah, dude, like a fucking trampoline park on the moon would be amazing.
I feel like the trampoline, well, you wouldn't really be able to get the momentum to make the thing spring down, would you?
You would if there was like a roof you could push off of.
Just go back into the roof a lot harder.
Yeah, but like, how like strong, how high would you have to fall to like hurt yourself on the moon?
I don't know. You'd be like falling really slowly, I think. But the thing is, with Earth, I'm pretty sure it's gravity that gives trampolines their spring, because like it takes the energy gravity's pushing
it
and puts it back up. There's not really gravity to push it down.
Would just have to gain a lot of weight, so then you'd weigh more.
There's probably a physicist listening to this just dying.
Yeah, no. apologies in advance. I'm only a hoodie. I have no legs to even use a trampoline with. But the thing is, I don't even think you need a trampoline on the moon. Just fucking jump normally.
No, but like it would just be so cool. Like I don't know.
It's just there for show. It's not there to jump on. It's just to say we have a trampoline park in space.
I wonder how space looks like from a different like how space
how does space
looks,
look like from space?
How do planets like look like from your eye outside? Because it's like in portrayals of like media and games, it's like very clear, but like in actual pictures from space stations, it looks really fucking dark. Like,
well, yeah,
I know,
imagine.
Space is just blackness, right? But it's like, it's really dark, and it's like that is the only thing you see.
I'd imagine if I was in space, at least I'd probably go fucking insane or just be terrified, because it's just darkness for endless fucking
miles. Looks really fucking scary. Yeah, like it looks really intimidating. It's like a nightmare if you just woke up in a black box That's all you can see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It looks really fucking scary.
Yeah.
Quite goes, oh, wow, okay.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, we should, I'm sorry. You live in a box. I forgot.
Yeah. You don't see.
Is Clayton in space?
At least you're prepped for space.
I'm not even convinced I'm in the same dimension as you guys.
I mean, okay, so if you aren't in the same dimension, that's a breakthrough in the fact that we can talk to you. It means that internet travels through dimensions.
Discord's pretty amazing,
specifically to my dimension.
Huh?
It's not universal, maybe. That'd be really strange.
Well, what if, like...
Maybe
okay,
I'm just
so
in
know
some
how,
dude's
like,
basement in Utah or some shit.
Okay, so you know how, like, the dark web makes up, like, 60% of the entire internet or something like that?
It's more than that, isn't it?
I can't remember the percentage, but it's, like, a massive percent. What if the dark web is just every dimension connected to one thing?
Yeah, I don't know. How is so much of the internet part of the deep web? Like I never...
When they mean that that's part of the deep web, that's just parts of the internet that's not indexed. So, like... when you go visit your bank account online, right? Like, you can't get through that through, like, a normal link. Like, you need to go through the website on the bank and then log in.
You can't get to a web page without Googling?
Yeah, it's shit that doesn't show up in, like, a Google index.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
that makes
more sense.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally all
I
mean.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
That makes... Okay, yeah, that... Saying it like that just makes the deep/dark web sound like really fucking.
Well,
the dark web
is where you go to buy drugs. The deep web is just not indexed websites.
I thought the dark web was something. I thought the deep web was like a level of dark web, and the dark web was a dark web.
No.
So, okay.
Does it go like deep web then dark web? Like,
well, stuff that's on a deep web can be dark web stuff. So it could be a site that's not indexed that you have to get through
so
Tor.
So if all this stuff like that you can Google is the top level, the deep web is the middle level, and the dark web is the below that.
I mean, if you want to think of it in levels, but it's not really like levels.
I know it's not like technically levels or predefined ones, just kind of in an iceberg kind of.
Like, it's only going to be the dark web if you're trying to watch people get murdered or like fucking buy.
You don't even need to go to the dark web for that.
Yeah, but the footage isn't as.
Ever heard
good.
Of Live Leak?
Watch people.
It's not the same. It's not the same, apparently. I don't know. There's, like, live streams where you can pay. But
that's
most of those are just...
Is there anything, is there anything
we're not talking about this.
The dark web.
Well, they've, what's his name? His Some Ordinary Gamers. He does, like, deep browsing stuff. Yeah, yeah. And, like, he talks about it because I guess he works in the IT space. And, like, most of the red rooms, like, he's, like, pretty much all of them are all scams. Like, you pay one Bitcoin and then... They just fuck off and run with your money.
Yeah,
like,
no,
they don't
I can't
kill
imagine
anyone.
Most of them are real.
Yeah,
apparently
either
a bunch
that
of the
or
Hitman
like,
shit is too.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hitman stuff on the dark web, and then it's like,
but it's
oh,
like
that's
all
just
the same. It's like no people below 16, no top 10 politicians or whatever, and they have the exact same prices no matter.
No
where you
top
go.
10 politicians.
Was it top like, 10 or top 16?
Like it's like the Burger King footless guy. Number 10, Donald Trump.
But no, when it's stuff like that, and it's like a hitman, it's usually that it's like an FBI honeypot. They're trying to catch people, trying to hire hitmen instead of hitmen.
Wait, okay, I have a question. So do you guys know who, do you guys actually know who the Burger King foot lettuce guy is?
No.
No.
Okay, so his channel's called Chills, right? And he does like a bunch of scary channel bullshit. He made a music video.
Excuse me?
He made a music video.
About what?
I don't know. It's just a music video, and, like, it's really just, eh. And I just think that it's funny that the Burger King foot lettuce guy is making music.
Why is
now.
The Burger King foot lettuce guy doing SoundCloud rapping?
Because he thinks he's, like, some kind of, like, he thinks he's a personality, which is really weird, because it's, like, all
You're
of his
mean.
Videos are just 11 scariest ghost sightings by children and shit like that. Like, just like red arrows and circles everywhere. And it's like.
Some of the visuals in this music video are pretty cool, but it's like. He's an auto crooner.
He is so like.
Oh, he sounds just like he does in the videos. Where he's like,
he just doesn't look like he can pull off any kind of like rap attitude. He's just like.
He just.
He just looks like I'm trying to think of the word. He just looks like a goody-goody kid. Like
he's wearing a hockey jersey.
Yeah, it looks like he's just like a normal high school kid, and then like on top of that, he does like Burger King footlet and shit.
One of the top comments is, "This song is actually really good. It's just his voice. Every time I hear it, all I can think of is number 15."
Oh my god. Oh wait, okay, I just want to also say the fact that Burger King Foot Lettuce is like a scary channel, like a spooky channel, and then like Burger King Foot Lettuce is on this channel is really concerning.
Yeah, no, that's not scary at all. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's like
Burger it's just King a dude foot standing lettuce. In lettuce.
The
it's
last
so
thing
funny.
You want on your Burger King burger is Burger King Foot Lettuce.
His 2 million sub special has a million views somehow.
Yeah, like he's like a really active channel.
Maybe there's more to him that actually is a bit of a fucking personality.
It's hard to get past the voice though. That's the
problem. It is. It's fucking hilarious.
No, there is nothing more to this guy. No, nope. He just has like a really weird voiceover. And that's it. So that's why he's funny.
Number 15.
I mean, like, I think it'd be really funny having him narrate anything because it just makes it sound so like. Boring.
All you can think of is number 15.
Number 15.
Okay, I just Burger why am I King subscribed to Nicki Minaj? I didn't subscribe.
The last thing you want on your Burger King burger is Burger King foot lettuce.
I didn't subscribe to Nicki Minaj. YouTube subscribed me to Nicki Minaj without my permission.
Why would you sub to Nicki Minaj?
I just said I didn't.
Realistically, you should be 7 to 6'9".
Fuck off. They did a song together, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I also that song. What? Yeah, I kind of like that song.
Nope, it's
Nicki
6ix9ine.
I kind of like the beat. Nicki did pretty well in it, but I just can't. Like 6ix9ine doesn't sound like really that great unless he's screaming.
I give 6ix9ine. Six I give 6ix9ine no credit.
6ix9ine's out of ne- six.
I never give 6ix9ine credit. 6ix9ine bad person. No credit for 6ix9ine.
He has chiclet teeth. That is all.
He's got Skittles teeth. But if I had to say like one thing about 6ix9ine, I like his song. Toddy, like there's this one bit that just goes really fucking hard, and I just enjoy that bit.
I like no 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine bad.
You know what I like? Note 7.
that was a surprisingly decent transition.
The 7-9.
Seven,
yeah,
7-9.
7-9. Oh man, only if it was a note 6 it blew up. Fuck.
Yeah, damn, what a shame.
Yeah. So Samsung announced the Note 9 recently, which will have Android-exclusive Fortnite skins. So you might want to pick that up if you're a Fortnite gamer.
Wait, can you use them on PC once you get them on Android?
Yeah.
Neat.
Goes and buys Note 9 immediately. But, like, what did we even want to talk about this? Just, like, the Note 7 blew up and the Note 9
doesn't. Well, the features that are different between the Note 7 and the Note 9. And I think a really good feature of the Note 7 is the fact that it could blow up.
I mean, yeah, because it's like, think about it, right? Think about it. Like, let's say you're getting mugged, right? And then some guy takes your phone. Just, like, make sure it's plugged into a battery bank before he takes it, and then give it to him, and then boom, karma.
Turn it on. Give it a few seconds. He's done.
It's karma.
I used to sleep with my Note 7 next to my face, like, you guys have heard that. Because I needed it for college, for my, like, alarm, and I'd sleep in my dorm room with my Note 7 next to me.
How close was it to your face?
Literally, I was, like, breathing on the screen.
Oh, like, oh my god. If that phone blew up, you'd be dead.
Like, Diesel's living on the edge.
Bro. I mean, I wouldn't be dead, but, like, I think at that point in my life, I think I would have been okay with that. Obviously, you would have regret that decision, but, you know, it was a great phone while it lasted.
Why do you need the note, like, why do you need it next to your face for your alarm to work?
Because I don't want to jump down out of my top bunk to go turn it off.
Well, that would actually have been kind of smart because it forces you to get out of bed.
Well, I like to get up and then peruse the internet on my phone.
Well, to peruse the internet, you have to get off so it would make sure you're awake.
No, fuck that.
But why'd you put it?
Whenever I would get up, regardless of what time, my fucking roommate would always be up playing Dark Souls. Fuck that guy. He got Domino's at 4 a.m.
I take you like him very much.
Every time you got up, he was playing Dark Souls?
I'd like go to bed at like 1, right? He's playing Dark Souls. And then like occasionally I'd hear him like slamming the mouse to like dodge roll. And it would annoy the shit out of me. But I'd sleep through it. And then 3 o'clock rolls around. He gets up. He goes down and gets fucking Domino's. All the time, without fail. It was every awful. Night. Every night. Every single night he would get Domino's. Really? Yes.
Really? Disgusting. Every single night?
Not every single night.
Man, his family must have been loaded.
Yeah, it was totally daddy and mommy's money.
Yeah, because that's like how, 1 second.
It's a lot of Domino's, is the point.
He would order like a medium
on pizza.
He would order like a medium bacon and Parmesan bites.
Okay, let me just say, like, let's say that's $19.99, right, per pizza. And let's say he doesn't order five times out of the month, right? He would have spent $400 a month on Domino's pizza.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking money to spend on pizza.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking money. And fucking every morning at 7 a.m., his mom would call to give him, like, a briefing on what was going to happen throughout the day. And one time he answered the phone and he's like, "Mom, I don't know why I wake up in the morning anymore." He's like, "I just don't think it's worth it." And I'm like, "Oh, God. I hope you don't kill yourself while I'm here."
That's your concern?
While you're there? Jesus Christ.
It's like, hey, buddy, I know you're really depressed, but please wait till I move out of the dorm.
Come on. Bro, I hated him. I don't care.
Do a homie assignment.
I hated him. Jesus, I hated him. He was awful. Christ. He was an awful roommate. He was so inconsiderate.
I can see Diesel's perspective if he's woken up in the middle of the night from Dark Souls dodging and Domino's ordering. And
I walked in on him jerking off the hentai one time, and I was just like, "Fam, nah, like, how?" It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, man. Like, you think we're not gonna fucking walk in the room?
He was probably watching anime, and then he's like, "Well, shit, no, I don't get a boner." And then he beat one out to hentai.
When you gotta press.
Well, yeah, I don't want to know the process.
I'm just telling you how it happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you understand the other party's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really bad. And then you guys remember my other roommate from my second year?
vaguely? I don't think I'm as acquainted as Brandon would be.
Okay. I don't remember. I remember most of your roommates, but I don't remember specifically what this one did.
The guy who would walk back and forth all the time.
Oh, yeah, the one that you also hated?
Yeah, I also hated
him. Was that the guy that beat his meat staring in your eyes?
Yeah. That's the guy, like, I was changing, and he's under the covers, and he's jerking off, looking at me and my friend Teddy, like, change. And we're like, we look at each other, we're like, is he beating his meat? Like, do we say anything to him?
I just imagine you two just standing next to each other, and he's just like 10 feet away, and you're just like, Teddy, is he beating his dick?
Like, he's just like dead ass, like his hands are under the fucking covers, right? He's just staring at you and Teddy. You've like, is he, and you just pull the fucking covers off, and it's just him carving a wind sculpture.
That would be great, but no, he wasn't doing that.
How often did he beat his meat staring into your eyes?
After that event, he beat his meat like one more time while we were in the room, but like never again after that. We should have told someone, but we didn't.
Did you say anything
to him? No, what the fuck are we going to say?
To him?
Hey, man, don't jerk off while we're in the room.
Dude, if I had a college like roommate and then like I just like suspected they were beating their meat, I'd just be like, "Are you beating your fucking dick?" That's what I would have said. And if they stopped, that would have been my answer.
I mean,
well, if they stopped to like pull their hands up to show you they were holding something, that's something different.
What was it? It was like 8 something o'clock in the morning.
What the fuck is he going to be holding at 8 in the morning just, when his cover's going up and down?
A shake weight. Why
no one's going to be using a shake weight under the fucking bed, all right? No.
See, you're acting very judgmental today, Brandon.
No.
First it was Bowser because he's different than you. Now it's people because they shake weight under the covers at 3 a.m.
Dude, I don't know, man. A lot of people jerk off in like weird places at college. I don't.
Oh yeah,
it.
I can definitely see that. But I'd imagine people shake weight in weird places as well.
Yeah, sure they do.
Just carry one wherever you go, dude.
I mean, like, no, like I definitely would have out of shock been like, "Are you beating your fucking meat?" Like I would have done something like that.
You say that in hindsight, right? But you're in that situation and you don't know what to do. You just freeze up, like it just happens.
It's like you just clicks in your head. It's like, "Oh my god, he's beating his dick."
Okay. What would happen is either A, I'd be like, "Are you beating your fucking dick?" That's A. Or B, I'd be like, "Is he beating his fucking dick?" Like those are the two responses I'd have.
The same response, just in different tones.
Well, see, B is not me talking directly. That's me talking in my head. A is me talking directly.
Ah.
Oh, and my first roommate who got Domino's all the time, like, after he started talking about killing himself and all that shit, I was like, I need to find out more about this guy, but clearly I'm not going to talk to him. So, instead of being a normal person, I totally, like, went to his desk, and I found his diary, and I read his diary.
Jesus.
You're fucking awful.
Diesel,
you are fucking
terrible.
Awful. You are fucking awful. Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Diesel. Diesel.
Okay,
what
Brandon, you would have done the same thing in my situation, you fucking loser.
I would have done the same thing, but you would have never known I'd done that.
See, this is the disconnect between us. I wouldn't fucking do that.
Like you would never know. Point. No, because you live with someone, and when you live with someone who's so awful, you just start thinking to yourself, yeah, I don't give a shit what this person thinks. This person can go fuck themselves. So then you just go and do it.
No, I agree, right? But it's like, I would have never said I did that. Because it just sounds bad.
Well, look.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody is like, oh my god, I can't believe Diesel would do that. I bet you there's a large majority of people who would do that, okay?
I mean, you have to think of it in your shoes. It's like, at this point, you were so fucking fed up and annoyed with him that it's like, you just didn't give a shit about him. So just like, I just want to know about him. So you just look at his fucking shit, right? Like, that. I feel like most people would do that, you know? Because it's like, if you keep annoying a person, you're just going to get them pissy at you. And if someone's pissy at you, they're going to ignore, basically, you know, the thought of, maybe this is bad, you know? So, no, I get it.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. And then there was what's his face? The big fat guy who was such a god. It's hard to talk about these stories without slipping up and saying the people's names.
So wait, are you talking about the big fat guy who was always in the lounge area?
Yeah, he was always in our common room, and yeah. It was like one time I walked down to use the bathroom, and he was sitting down watching High School DxD, and he was jerking off.
Is that an anime?
Yeah, it's an anime where they shoot guns between titties. And
High School of
the
Dead.
Yeah, High School.
You had you like you are like refreshing my memory of like how weeby and like nerdy and virginy your college was.
yeah, it was really really bad. Like they kicked him out not because his grades were so poor, but because he was such a health hazard to the population. Like, that's how bad he was. Like, you could smell him a mile away. Not even the homeless folk in the city wanted to hang out with him. He was so bad.
Really?
And he would do that. He would leave for days at a time to hang out with the homeless people instead. And he would just appear again.
Did he not shower? Like, at all?
No. Our RA tried to make him shower. They're like, oh, did you shower? And he'd be like, yeah. And he was clearly fucking lying.
That's fucking disgusting. That's fucking disgusting. I don't know how you could, like... I don't know how you could go, like, a week without fucking showering. Let alone, like, majority of your life.
Well, like, he was clearly on the spectrum. But again, this is one of those cases where it's like, you know, then, like... Why can't you commute to college and live at home? And he was bad. Like, he was really bad. My friend roomed with him. And they had, like, a walk-in closet in the room. He walked into their closet, walked out stark fucking naked, and then asked his two roommates, hey, guys, I'm gay. And then he walked back in the closet. Like, literally, not figuratively. Like, he
That's pretty funny. No, that's funny.
Yeah, but he wasn't joking. He was being like, I'm gay.
I know, but it's funny that it was a closet.
I know. Like, you can't... That's just amazing. But it's not like his roommates were any better either. Like, my friend was having sex with his girlfriend at the time while both of them were in there, which is not okay, and you should never do that. But the other friend of mine that lived in there, like, got up. He was like, you all need any Gatorade? You need any snacks? You're getting parched. And then he just, like, left the room. But it's like, don't do that. That's messed up. People at college don't know how to behave. Like, if you're 18, you decide to leave the house, act like a normal human being.
don't watch hentai in the middle of a lecture hall with 100 people. Like, that's weird. And that happened. Because, of course, it fucking did. I'm glad I'm not going back anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. I mean, I'm glad I don't plan on going. So
I like college, don't get me wrong, you know, but it's just like you got to choose what you like. If you have a passion, you should pursue it, right? And you feel like college can help you pursue that, do it. But
yeah,
if you want to like be a mechanic, go to your trade school and do that, you know. Like I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm just saying don't let other people influence your actions or like where you should go, because that's what I had the first time and it ended up being a real big struggle for me. Like, it's, you guys were there for that. It was bad.
It was bad. One of the reasons why I just like didn't want to go to college was because it was like schools would constantly fucking lecture you about it and push it down your fucking throat. And it was so obnoxious because it's just like, you don't even know, like, if this is the best choice for me at all. You just keep fucking wanting to force me to do it. And just like,
they just want you to fucking pay the tuition, really.
Yeah, it's like leave me the fuck alone.
We're not saying don't go to college. And we're like, obviously, like, don't just people like trying to decide something for you and giving advice is different. Like, hear out advice, but make the decision for yourself.
Yeah, make sure it's something that like makes sense for what you want to do in your life. Like, if you want to be a lawyer, obviously go to college, you know, because it's like you fucking need that. You want to be a doctor, go to college. And then like there's some things that you can do without needing to go to college. Just like figure out what works the best.
Yeah, obviously, like, we're not going to know the ins and outs of every situation, every specific career, but like that's on you to weigh them. But always like consider your options.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, and definitely really like no, but I think it's a good conversation to have because you guys come from a perspective where this is like, you know, you do YouTube, but I'm doing YouTube, but I'm also going to school. You know? So, and I know like a lot of our audience is around that age where they're thinking about it and all that, but it's just like, I was visiting colleges. I had one that I really liked and I didn't go there because it wasn't as good as the one that my family was like ecstatic over, but I wasn't all about it. Like, you know, the city was a shithole. Like, it was really that bad where I would see meth heads the second I leave my apartment. And that's dangerous. And I'd have to walk to class like a fucking 2 miles. Because I didn't have a car and the shuttle schedule was awful. So that was like a problem. And then like, you don't know what a school's like until you actually go there. You know, so I wish I had transferred earlier. But I didn't because I was afraid. You know, and I was like, oh yeah, video games are great. I love video games, but I don't know dick about video game creation, so I did that. And I went into something that I wasn't passionate for. Like, I thought I was, but I wasn't. You know, it took me a while to have that epiphany that stuff like film and like YouTube is stuff that I want to do. But I'm still going to college to like just have that extra experience and like try and get a leg up on the competition. But yeah. That's why I go.
I love how
it's also fucking expensive.
I mean, it depends where you go. Some colleges are pretty affordable, and some are like really fucking expensive.
It's like the community college shit, do the 2 years and transfer.
Oh yeah, that's probably like the best thing to do.
That's so much cheaper. That's so much cheaper. No, like, I wish I did that.
Community college and then to like go to like a 4 year to finish the last two. That's
get your credits at a community college. That's a really good base classes, and then like start your degree, whatever. I don't know exactly how it works.
My first 2 years, right? So it's $36,000 a semester. That's 4 semesters at $36,000 for my old school. And if I had went to community college, it would have been $1,200 a semester.
What?
That's a big difference.
Wait. How much semester?
$1,200.
Okay, and then how much for the expensive one?
$36,000.
What? Are you telling me I could go to community college for $2,400 a year?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why wouldn't you go? What?
Because, like, the level of education is supposed to be different, but if you're just filling your requirements, like your math, English, and all that, like, it doesn't really matter. You know? And you can get an associate's degree and then go get your bachelor's in 2 years.
Yeah, but it's like some people, like, want to start working at their degree, like, first year.
Yeah.
That's, like, I didn't know community college was that fucking cheap. Like,
it just depends on priorities, really.
In terms of college, it's really fucking affordable.
It depends on the state and, like, your financial aid, like, levels. So, yeah, it depends on, like, where you meet. Because I know in New York, there's, like, a certain level. Like, if you meet it, college is just free, right? But, like, at certain levels, it costs different amounts of money.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'm sorry, but I clicked the Kim is looking sexy in summerwear thing, thinking it was Kim Kardashian for a second, because I forgot about the Kim Jong-un thing, and I think it's just really fucking funny that he's so happy at a food factory.
You know all those people in that picture were forced to smile, right?
He's got a big fucking hat.
No, I know, but it's just like, it's just, Kim Jong-un is just like, he's just going around and shit, and he's just touching food, and he looks so fucking happy.
Oh my, wait, holy shit, I gotta do a thing.
What? I gotta do a thing with Kim Jong-un.
Wait, I'll give me a second.
Okay, okay. But I just think it's really funny, because he's like, he's really ecstatic to be touching this, like, peanut butter or whatever the fuck this is. It
looks like Nutella and, like, knockoff Coca-Cola behind him.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone there has the biggest grins on their face just to see him. Oh my god.
Okay, nobody even knows it was sent. Okay, who wants to explain it?
I'll do it. So, I took the picture of Kim Jong-un smiling and wearing the hat, and then I took the picture of Ned from the party scene in Spider-Man Homecoming wearing, like, the same hat, and it was really fucking funny.
They look the same.
They really do.
Ned's
darker.
But
yeah, that's the only difference.
It's hilarious. And one of them doesn't starve their people, but, you know.
Yeah.
He looks so happy in all of these pictures. He's like,
yeah, no,
oh,
he
yes,
looks
the
happy.
Peanut butter.
You know, we joke about
so,
it.
It's so funny because he's in the food factory.
Like, and it's funny and it's cute to, like, joke about, but, like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it minimizes the issue that he's a fucking dictator.
Well, like, these are all propaganda photos.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Know?
Yeah, I mean,
and then,
like,
Twitter's treating it like propaganda.
I mean, the way I see it is, it's like, I literally... What the fuck am I gonna do? You know? It's like, I'm gonna go
bring
against
the
entirety
regime
of North Korea.
Yeah, no, fair, like, enough, but it's... it's just
we're gonna
the way
do
Twitter
an episode of Loud
it.
Mouse in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, just like the interview.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
I feel like we've talked about this before. Like, going
to
North Korea.
We've talked
shit
about why we can't go to North Korea. But
yeah,
Brandon
we talked about why
really
we'd
bad
be killed. No, I didn't.
Brandon, yeah, you... Wait, didn't
no,
did
I
you
didn't. I said it was an awful idea. I'd be fucking executed.
Yeah, isn't that why you wanted to go?
No! Oh. I do not want to go. Bang! Huh. Yeah, but fucking... He looks funny.
Yeah, it's a good meme.
He looks like Ned, that is all.
Okay, are we going to talk about the inconveniences of the human body?
Yeah, Hoodie, talk about the inconveniences of the human body.
So, I'm only relating this from tales I've heard from other humans, that are, which is something I am not, sadly. But, you know the radiostatic feeling in your arm? Pins and needles and shit, whatever?
When your shit, like when your arm or leg falls asleep?
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah.
Why does that exist?
Because you're not getting enough blood flow or some shit.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So you become
that's
numb.
It. So why does it do that, like...
That's when you're fucking complaining about the human body?
No. Why does it happen when people wake up? What do you want me to do about it when I'm asleep? What does the body want me to do about this?
I mean, like, there's a lot
of
things.
Stop sleeping on it.
Yeah.
I'm asleep. How am I going to stop sleeping on it?
You're just supposed to feel it and roll off of it.
Yeah. I mean, I like how this is your fucking complaint. I had, like, I don't know. I had, like, actual complaints of the human body. Like, why the fuck can't the human body adjust its metabolism speed so I don't fucking gain weight? You know, why can't that happen?
He's
why can't the human body determine
he's
what?
Just mad that he's fat.
No, why can't it just
yes,
do it
is
automatically? Why do I have to train it to do it? Why can't it just fucking do it? All right?
Because
why can't it? Why can't that? Why can't it identify cancer cells? Why can't it identify cancer cells? Why does cancer spread? Like, why does that shit happen? You know, shit
it's
like
mutation.
That.
It's a mutation.
Like a freak occurrence.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah, but like, why can't the body identify the mutation and get rid of it?
Okay, so
because they're just cells.
Yeah, but okay. Why can't the cells be programmed to understand the mutation and get rid of
so
it?
So it's like my knowledge of coding is very rudimentary, but it's like
coding
why can't
is we grow
like
limbs back?
When you code something, right? It does exactly what you code it to do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cells are like the same way.
But why can't we recode cells?
It's complicated.
Why can't the brain recode cells?
Because it's complicated.
Why can't
the brain
have
the fucking power to do something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Need the fucking reality stone to
do that.
I mean,
people
shit.
Are programmed to die, so like I mean, yeah, like, it probably does.
Are they programmed to die, or do the parts just deteriorate?
The parts just stop working. Yeah,
they just deteriorate. It's not like
no, the cell.
Purpose.
I'm pretty sure the cells are programmed to stop working at some point.
They're programmed to be replaced or some shit, but it's like
1 second. Let me look it up.
That's because they deteriorate. I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking it up. I remember reading something.
Different
about
cells
it.
Have different regeneration rates. Some can't regenerate past a certain point, so they start to deteriorate.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's not that they're programmed to stop working.
This article
that's
says they're programmed to die.
That's the thesis.
It's not that they can't, like, they just literally cannot reproduce again.
Like, they're stale.
And different cells can do it more frequently. Like,
they
your brain
out.
Cells.
Like it's like a graphics card getting fried.
So we're programmed to die.
Your skin cells
it's not
can,
in the programming.
Like,
it just deteriorates. Like, it stops working.
Yeah.
It's not because it was meant to stop working. It's just because it over time, like from use, it wears out.
Like you can't reproduce anymore. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would rather be able to not gain weight from eating like shit. That's my only request, human body.
I also don't like that things hurt after I already know it's there. Okay, I get it. My arm's falling off. What do you want me to do about this?
Fix it.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, but you're supposed to fix it.
Put the arm back.
The pain is there to signal that there's an issue.
People with no pain have so many fucking health problems because they can't feel
pain.
They don't know what's wrong.
I'm not saying get rid of pain. I just, like, manage it a little, please, because things hurt.
I mean, you can't control...
You guys are such babies.
You can control pain to some extent.
Yeah, if you keep poking yourself with a stick after a while, you're like, this doesn't hurt because I've been poking myself all day.
Neat.
But,
just like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, it's more like thinking about removing the pain disappearing, it actually helps. But yeah, I don't like the human body. I wish it just worked better in every way.
I wish it made my life easier.
I wish there was no problems with it at all.
Why can't
I
install more RAM on my body? I'm Brandon.
My body needs more RAM.
Why can't my body? Why can't I hack the algorithm of the human body?
Dude, for real. Like, what the fuck? Why not?
Okay, I'm ending this podcast here. This sucks. Anyways, if you guys enjoyed this episode of Loudmouse, be sure to drop a like. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Loudmouse_. Shut the fuck up. Be sure to check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud if you're watching on YouTube. And that's it. Goodbye.